the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to another edition of Praise in the City. I am Tiffany Bacon. We're going to have an awesome discussion today. So much going on in the world. We're going to touch on some of those things, but we're going to spend a little time talking about health and moving your body. This is Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon, and thank you so much for joining us. We had an extended moments of meditation there, musical meditation before we got things started. We are spending time today talking about the importance of getting a move on, how we need to be physically fit. And there is an event that is coming up on August 17th, Saturday, August 17th, at the Baptist Worship Center in North Philadelphia. And here to talk a little bit more about it is Felicia Phillips, the manager of corporate communications at Health Partners, here to tell us about this special event. Good morning, Felicia. How are you?
Good morning, Tiffany. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
All right. Not a problem. Thank you for joining us. So first and foremost, let's talk a little bit about the event before we get deeper into the reasons why we all need to get a little bit more physical activity
sure.
in our lives.
The Crazy Praise Dance Showcase started in 2009. It is Health Partners' signature faith-based event. Before I go any further with that, let me just tell you a little bit more about Health Partners. We are a not-for-profit health plan serving 170,000 medical assistants and SHIP members in the greater Philadelphia region. So this event, as I said, was started in 2009, and it was an effort to draw attention to the issue of obesity, particularly in the African-American community, as well as the complications or associated diseases, diabetes and high blood pressure, heart disease, et cetera. We wanted to find a way to encourage our members and the general community to get active and to find innovative ways to get active. So it may not necessarily be going to the gym, although we recommend that you do that if you want, but there are other ways that you can do it. And also to show people that there are ways that they may already be active that they're not aware of.
Now, I'm going to say right now, I am fighting the getting back into the gym battle my own self. And I have to say, my issue has been schedule, timing, the best time, the most feasible time for me would be going in the morning. And in the morning means like 5 or 6 in the morning. And the challenge becomes, if I don't go to bed till midnight, getting up early enough to be in the gym at 5 or 6 in the morning becomes a challenge. My evenings most times are unavailable because of theatrical performances or rehearsals for theatrical performance. So evening is not happening. How can you help a person like me who has this crazy schedule, who needs to get moving, who needs to get more active? What do you say to a person like myself?
Well, Tiffany, I would have to say that I'm honestly in the same boat as you. I go back and forth with the schedule and was supposed to run this morning at 5 o'clock. Of course, I can use the excuse of this interview as why I did not do this morning. But I think that one thing that really helps is to get a partner. I started personally running about a year ago, and from July through November, when it got cold and my running partner stopped going out in the cold, we consistently ran 3 days a week.
Oh, nice.
In the morning at 5 o'clock. So for me, getting it done in the morning, for women busy, careers, et cetera, get it done in the morning. But ultimately, we just want people to move, and you just have to find the time to do it. Health Partners has several programs for our members. We have a fitness center benefit. We have a Weight Watchers program. So with the fitness center benefit, they can join participating YMCAs. And so you have varying hours, and the idea is just to get it in. So find a partner that's willing to go with you and really set a schedule. Make it a date for yourself. You make hair appointments. You make appointments to get your nails done. You may make you may have a date. You schedule dates. So schedule the time so that your exercise time is a time where you're taking care of yourself and you're not going to cancel on yourself.
All right. So I want to talk about the other issue that is deeply involved with losing weight and staying healthy. All that sounds great and good. Even if you can make the commitment to make room in your schedule, there's that one big pink elephant that's always in the room, which is yourself. What if you are not feeling so great about yourself, or if you're in the midst of say, a depressive moment mm-hmm. or a very difficult time in your life due to illness or death in the family mm-hmm. or things of that nature, how can you help encourage someone who is in that mind space where it's hard for them to make a commitment to a life change like physical activity and losing weight?
I think that you have to take it one step at a time. And again, having a partner, having or multiple partners, people that are encouraging you. Now I have my one running partner, but if she's not available, I know how to hop on the phone and call someone else. I would also say for health partners, we have a couple of different programs that are available. We have a Biggest Winner Nutrition Group, mm-hmm. which is a program that we do twice a year. It is, I believe, a 12-week program, and members learn how to eat properly, read labels, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But one of the other important aspects of that really successful program is that members really develop a relationship with each other. So they support each other. They encourage each other. They call each other outside of the sessions. Mm-hmm. The very first group that did the program back in 2009, they all joined Weight Watchers together. Last mm-hmm. year, we started a Biggest Winner Facebook group that is a closed group just for participants. And we post health information. We post nutrition tips, recipes. People post their success stories. So again, it's really just about putting yourself in a situation and surrounding yourself with people who are going to encourage you, who are going to motivate you. You may have the donut, you know, today mm-hmm. or this morning. Okay, so you did it. Move on. Go ahead and exercise. Go dance or go hop on the treadmill or go take a walk. Just right. take it one step at a time.
All right. Sounds great. We're going to continue our discussion about getting moving and even the music we should be listening to while we're being active. That's the focus of our conversation today. So I want you to stay with me. Praise in the City returns right after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. In the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are spending this morning talking about getting up and getting moving. Every now and again, we'll have this conversation because physical activity is important. And I am saying this because I am somebody who has been struggling with getting back into the routine of working out. Now, I actually like being active. I like moving around. I love to dance in particular. So for me, the best cardio I could do would be Zumba because it's fun. It's mm-hmm. I'm not running and tearing my knees up, even though dancing can tear your knees up depending on the types of moves you're doing. But running to me is just like, oh, I just feel like there's too much happening. There's too much bouncing around. So I would rather get my cardio in through dance. Some of the best high impact dancing that I've found would be Zumba class or African dance class because mm-hmm. they're very, very great. With cardiovascular activity working out your cardiovascular system. My question to you is, though, and this is speaking personally as someone who wants to or is physically active, as a Christian, should it really, really matter what the music is that you're listening to, especially if you like something like Zumba? Zumba, I mean, I've heard some fantastic Zumba tracks that clearly have nothing to do with the Lord, but they ain't saying anything that make me feel like I need to clutch my pearls and go on and grab the Bible for a few minutes. Should it really, really matter, especially if the music motivates you to move?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll speak personally to that issue, and I would say that I'm very cognizant of the type of music that I listen to mm-hmm. and really the lyrics. And so I would say that there's certain music that I will definitely dance to and I don't have an issue with it. Obviously, there are greater restrictions when you're talking about praise dance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know, you want to mm-hmm. dance to something that is inspirational, and depending on the type of church that you go to, mm-hmm, whether it's mm-hmm. a traditional church or a more progressive church, there are certain songs, even gospel hip hop, that might not be appropriate for that particular church. For me personally, I love Canton Jones. Mm-hmm. So that's gospel hip hop, gospel rap. So I can dance to that. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I can dance to secular music. I love to wobble. As a matter of fact, I'm a member of Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we wobble at Enon. So I would say that you just want to do something that feels right for you. Zumba is great. The exercising is great. Just get moving. And if you're doing praise dance, you don't have to worry about the music because you know it's inspirational.
Right. Absolutely. It's just something I know comes up every now and again, and I've had a myriad of debates about that in terms of the music. And I keep thinking to myself, my favorite Zumba instructor and my favorite Zumba class is like, you're not gonna get praise music in there. And personally, I'm not worried about it. I like music that actually encourages me to move myself. Right. If it's too, I don't know, if the beat isn't right, or if it's, I don't know, I can't really fully explain it, but you work out harder if the music is right, and there is a science to that. So I'm wondering, even from you, my listening audience, because I have not yet invited you into the conversation, do you think music matters when you're considering working out? Does music matter to you? And if music matters, what about the music matters? Is it the words that matter, or is it the beat that matters? What matters when it comes to working out and your own personal soundtrack? So give us a call, 215-263-1039. What are some other great motivators while you're working out? So say you got the person that finally made it to the gym, or made it to the track, or made it somewhere. What are other great motivating factors to keep the person going longer than 5 minutes and giving up and continuing to go day after day after day?
I think one motivator is what we just talked about, is music. For me personally, there are times when, like I said, I run and the right song comes on at just the right song. I'll run and think, you know, I can't make it another mile, and Encourage Yourself comes on. So the right music comes along. And then I also think that it's important to set goals for yourself. So maybe you can't do 5 sit-ups, or you can't do 3 push-ups. So start with 1 or 2, and then set a goal to add on to that more and more. At Health Partners, we have a program called Step Up, which basically encourages members to get moving every day. They wear a pedometer, but they're able to convert whatever exercise they do, not just the walking. It could be exercise. It could be swimming. It could be the treadmill. It could be dancing. And they convert those steps into ultimately reaching a goal of 10,000 steps a day, which is the recommendation. But they don't start out there. So we gradually, each week, they have a new step goal and they try to move along. And I think as you have those small victories, then you're encouraged to keep moving.
Okay, sounds great. Let's go to the phones. I'm asking you, my listening audience, does music matter when it comes to working out? And what about it matters? Is it the lyrics? Is it the beat? What matters in music when you're working out? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Chris calling in from Lansdowne. Chris, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Bless you.
Bless you.
Great. My sister is a Zumba instructor out here in Lansdowne, and she has had her Zumba classes in the church in the basement.
Okay.
And the music that she has not only has a great beat, but it doesn't have too much of the lyrics that's so worldly. She does do a little, her cool downs are a little bit more like Mary Mary, something slow for cool downs. But she actually is very mindful and very conscientious about the music and the beat that she plays in church. Now, the beat, I'll be honest with you, is off the hook.
Okay.
I've been to her Zumba classes up at Sharon Hill. But at the Healing Bomb Church. And I'm telling you, It's really good, you know.
Okay.
I'm not a person that constantly works out a lot, but my sister got that thing down pat where she is off the hook with Zumba. And we don't exercise that much. You know,
especially
we walk around,
not like,
you know,
Zumba.
And we'll do a little bit and then stop. But she's faithful in it, and God has blessed her with a talent to do what she does with Zumba.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really awesome. And I have to say, especially for a dance workout like Zumba, the beat is so important. Like if you have a whack song, not to throw you back 20 years with that lingo, but if you have a whack song, it's just, you know, the movements, it's just not going to really come from your body the way it needs to. You know, you're not going to work out as hard. Well, that's awesome. Well, good for you and good for your sister on her conscientious Zumba mix.
Yes. Her name is Bernice Myers. She has her own Zumba. Now she has her own studio off of Lansdowne in Baltimore Pike.
Okay, wait. Now we can't do the free ad on
I'm
the
Zumba space. I'm sorry. You know what? I love my sister so much, but she's like, I just praise her because she's doing something productive, and she's getting a lot of people aware of losing weight and shaping up.
That's
and
awesome.
Doing what she does best.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate you telling us about your sister and that she has a conscientious Zumba soundtrack. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to line 3 and speak with Marie calling in from Jersey. Good morning, Marie. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Enjoying your show this morning. Just wanted to say that I think that the lyrics do matter and the beat so much doesn't, because there's gospel music where the lyrics are about the Lord. Mm. And if the beat is just as good as what you would hear and just as motivating. And that's the great thing about gospel music. There's such a range. There's a gambit so that whatever style of music it is that you like or you're looking for, they have that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, gospel reggae, you know, is whatever it is that you want, gospel with kind of over a club beat, you know, there's DJs that do the mixes, and it's all gospel music. So you can achieve that motivating sound that you need to do your movements, but still have the words, because it's repetitious. It's something you're doing, so it's going to sink into you. That's why the words matter.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Marie, for your comments, and I thank you for listening this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Okay. Let's go to line 4 and speak with Janice out of Northeast Philadelphia. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Blessed and highly favored.
Amen. All
and
right.
Amen to that.
What's your comment?
My comment is, I think we get caught up on, you know, music and everything. If you know whose you are and who you are, when you're working out, you're trying to keep your tempo tight and presentable at all times. So with me, I listen to gospel, which is what I prefer, but I do like jazz. So either one is fine for me, but I keep my eye on the prize. If I'm trying to go that mile quarter of a mile or 2 miles, that's what I'm focusing on. It's really not the music, but it is uplifting.
Okay.
And that's basically what I do. I think it depends on the individual, but you can't stray but so far, because I'm not going to be in the club dropping like it's hot. Okay?
Well, amen. But I have to say, because here's one of the things. I am a dancer first.
Yes, so, I heard you say that.
Yes, honey, listen, I love me some dance, any kind of dance. Well, I can't say any kind of dance, but, you know, most of the dances that you learn at dance school, whether it's tap, ballet, jazz, modern, things of that nature. One of my favorites, before I even knew about Zumba, before Zumba came out, one of my favorite things to do to stay in shape or get in shape was African dance.
Yes, that's exactly.
Man, let me tell you, African dance with the live drummers, it is so, it's something about the live music that's even more motivating. Now, clearly, you're not going to hear gospel music in an African dance.
Right, so you go with what, that's right.
You know, but I've had this debate with people where they would even reject African dance.
No, that's what that's a part of our heritage.
I'm just
to me.
Telling
and
you.
And I went to night school doing modern dance, you know, with the Roombas and bibumba, boobumba.
Yeah.
That's what I did it to.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's just interesting. That's why I put the question out there to see where people are, because I'm just saying that you can't beat a motivating factor like a live, you know, accompaniment to your workout. So the only times you really get that, or if you're doing a salsa dance class, you might have live accompaniment, and if you have an African dance class. But other than that, everything is, you know, recorded and
can be put
together.
Yeah, but I struggle with that too, Tiffany. You know, people say, oh, well, you dancing to secular music. It's a lot going on. I go to church and I hear it. It's such a debate all the time, but I can't spend my time worrying about all that.
Amen.
Because God looks at your heart, so that's all that matters to me.
Amen. You better preach.
You better say it like you mean it, Jim.
I know that's right. Thank you so much.
Baptist Worship Center, I will be there.
Amen.
All right.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you. You do the
same. All right,
baby.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's awesome. Yeah, I think that, you know, the idea that there's so many options for people, whatever you like, if you would just rather put your own music track together and get on the treadmill, or if you want to take a Zumba or African dance class, you know, we have all these options. With Health Partners, what are some of the other options that people have to kind of get motivated to get moving?
Well, of course, we want everybody to come to our fourth Crazy Praise Dance Showcase on August 17th with our headline artist, Mary Mary. We have praise dancers coming from across the city to showcase their praise dance talents. And actually, speaking of the African dance, one of the groups that will dance on next Saturday is from the Host Church, the Baptist Worship Center. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about praise dance is that you see a mixture of technique. I also come from a dance background. So when you look at the praise dances, you'll see some jazz. You may see some ballet. But specifically with the Baptist Worship Center dancers, you will also see elements of African dance, and you'll easily recognize it. And it's done to up-tempo music. We have the lyrics that are positive. We have Mary Mary that has the songs like you talked about with the really, you know, the awesome beats. Go Get It, The God in Me, Shackles. The God in Me is actually where I got the idea for the Crazy Praise Dance Showcase. I was looking, I'm really bad with lyrics. So I was trying to find the lyrics to the song because I really liked it and saw the video and all the dancing and thought, wow, they have to be burning a lot of calories doing that. They're so active. Maybe this is something that we can bring to the community so that we can encourage fitness and wellness through the art of dance.
Fantastic. On the flip side of this, on the nutrition side, what advice would you give to people, especially to parents? Because you can do all this working out, but if you're still eating, you know, at McDonald's every day, or you're still, you know, making your own home hamburgers with like 8 pounds of meat and 4 pieces of bread, it's not going to actually help you much.
I think you are peeking into my personal life, because while I've been running for quite a while, I still am not quite at the weight that I'd like to get to. But as I said, you hit a really key point. It's physical exercise, and it is also your nutrition. So as I said, Health Partners has a fitness center membership for our members, but we also have a Weight Watchers membership that we offer to members, so they can get the physical activity, and then they can learn how to eat properly, how to watch their calories. Particularly with Weight Watchers, and I've also done Weight Watchers, you learn that you don't have to deprive yourself. So you can have a treat. You can have a piece of chocolate. You can have something that's your treat, but it's just really about managing your calories, staying active, and making sure that you are burning more calories than you're taking in.
That's all, you know, in versus out. I love that. It's always a challenge. I think it becomes even more of a challenge once you hit a certain age. Is there any myth debunking things that you can say to a person who's like, oh, I'm over 40, it's going to take me longer to lose weight, so it means it's harder for me to start because I just want it off in 10 minutes and it's going to take me 25?
Right. Well, I'm not a medical professional, so I don't want to get into that sort of specifics. But as I said, just taking small steps. My mother is 64 years old and I run. So when there's an opportunity for a race that also has a walk component, I invite my mother to come out. So she just participated in a race with me 2 weeks ago where I ran 4.5 miles and she walked 4.5 miles at 64 years old.
Oh, mama.
So, again, that's the everything that I've talked about, the element of having a partner or having a buddy, taking one step and just keeping it moving in that way.
Fantastic. Let's take one more phone call before we close the show today. We have Cheryl calling in from Augusta, Georgia. Cheryl, good morning. You're live on the air.
How are you?
I am good. Thank you for calling us all the way down in Augusta.
Yes, you know I listen to you, try to listen to you weekly.
Amen.
Music is important for me, especially preaching. I have a set limit on what I do, and especially being a disabled vet, I have to be careful even with movement. That's okay. Somebody's calling, they can go on.
Amen.
With movement, say, for instance, with stretching, I may listen to maybe Edwin Hawkins, give us this day our daily bread. Then with movement, such as I may get it up, maybe Mary Mary, 24 hours almost gone. So see, gospel music is important to me. And that's what I use as far as exercising, but I wouldn't per se use maybe a Whitney Houston, How Will I Know.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And I'm so glad you're listening to us down in Augusta, Georgia this morning. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Tell your friends to check us out. All right.
All righty.
All right. You have a blessed day. Thank you for the call.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. And listen, if you would like to continue to tell me if music matters when you're working out, if so, why? If not, why not? You can post your comments to our Facebook page. I would love for you to like us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com and look for Praise in the City. I want to thank you, lady, for coming out. Thank you so much. Just tell everybody again about the Crazy Praise Dance Explosion that you have going on next Saturday.
Certainly. It's Health Partners' fourth Crazy Praise Dance Showcase and Health Fair with headline performers, the Gospel Award-winning duo Mary Mary. It is happening on Saturday, August the 17th. We have a pre-showcase health fair with BMI screenings, blood pressure, kid zone, face painting, et cetera, for the children. Mm. We have mini manicures and massages for the adults. It is a fun-filled family event. Tickets are going fast. They are available at select Villa and ShopRite locations. Visit www.healthpart.com and click on the Crazy Praise logo for more information about tickets or email us at cpds@healthpart.com. We are very excited and looking forward to seeing you and getting moving with our praise dancers as well as Mary Mary.
All right. And it's hosted by our own Lonnie Hunter. So you can check him out and check this event out. Thank you so very much for coming in and telling us about this event. And listen, guys, it's still summertime, so we can get moving. We can go outside. I'm putting that out there for me, too, because Lord knows I need to get up off my rear end and get to moving.
Well, you have to come out to Crazy Praise.
I do. I really do. And that'll get me motivated. I know. All right. Much love going out to our offsite producer Donovan West and our in-studio producer Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows is coming up next. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.